Yeah, I mean, I think we're all really disappointed right now. You know, you want to get off to a good start, especially in front of your home crowd, and didn't go our way tonight. But I thought our start, you know, first 7-8 minutes of the game, we carried the play and the momentum, and would have been nice. You know, you look at those windows and pockets of the game where, you know, there could have been an impact that changed the course and the potential outcome. And, you know, we had some grade A opportunities early and we weren't able to capitalize, and it allowed them to hang around and find their game a little bit. And, you know, and then we turn one over in the neutral zone and they get the first goal, and then you're kind of chasing the game a little bit from there.
Is this a game where the final score doesn't necessarily reflect the way it played? Because like you said, I did feel like there were a number of opportunities for the Giants where things were just maybe a little off by a half inch, and that's just the way it goes. But chemistry can, you know, obviously develop over the course of these next couple weeks, and what was a little bit out of sync tonight might be perfectly in line 2 weeks from now, perhaps. Is that one of those nights?
Well, we'll get better for sure, and we'll definitely grow. I don't know if it'll be perfect in 2 weeks, but it'll be better than what it was tonight. And you know, we've got players that are, you know, playing their first career WHL games, and guys that, you know, just got to town a week ago or a day ago, like in Adam Tittlebach's case. So, you know, there's challenges, but obviously no excuses. There's challenges to building chemistry and stuff like that, but I'm still very confident we'll find our game.
Yeah, no question. That's a pretty good forward group, but I will admit, I've been around long enough to think that's some pretty good effort by a Penticton team that really, I thought, skated hard, checked very well. I mean, they literally took scoring chances away from your club. Were you familiar at all with the goaltender in their net from the U.S. Hockey League?
I was, yeah. Yeah, we played against him the past little while. He was a good goalie in the United States Hockey League, and he was really good tonight. And like I said, like, you know, they're coming off travel, they were able to get their feet wet and get some game action. And you know, I think everybody looks at it like, oh well, they're going to be tired, or you know, you're going to catch them because they had to travel. But these are young kids, and I've been in junior hockey long enough that, you know, there's some fatigue, but having that game speed and that just the timing of everything was probably an advantage for them, where we were, you know, going through our first regular season game, and you guys have been doing this a long time. Regular season is a lot different than the exhibition. You can play 10 exhibition games, but it doesn't give you the feedback or the real time of playing a game in season.
You know, preseason's got so much to do with guys jumping out, separating themselves from others as far as the coaching staff is concerned. And I'm sure that's still going to be a process in terms of who you're going to put with who, you know, who jumps out, who is separating themselves from the rest of the guys. How long does that evaluation go on? Is that at least 10, 15 games?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the early stages, you're learning, and you're learning about your team, especially for me. You know, junior hockey, every year you have so many new guys. There's so much turnover. But also for me, you know, being a first year head coach now with the Giants, and for Wasey and Galen, like, we have three new coaches on the bench, so we're learning the group, and you go in with a fresh set of eyes and an open mind, and then you start formulating your conclusions or ideas. But yeah, chemistry is a big part, and we're learning.
You know what? I said this in a pregame show, Coach. I love your coaching staff, your management staff. You won a championship last year with his age group at Muskegon.
Yep.
Nat Dominic Kelly, G-Man, won two Memorial Cups.
Yep.
Wasey Rabbit won a Memorial Cup as a player, as did Nat, as I just said. I mean, I don't know many times that I've been around 25 years that there's that kind of coaching staff, junior experience with this level behind the bench. You guys understand this age group better than anybody.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I've been in it now. This is my sixth year in junior hockey. I was in college for 10 years before that, so a little bit more. And, you know, Wasey, Galen have been around junior hockey for a long time, too. And the players evolve and adapt, and they want to do well. Like, you know, they're down in the locker room, they're frustrated and they're disappointed. And but they're also, you know, the one thing that's struck me early on is they're very eager and hungry to get better, and they want to improve. And you know, I think you're balancing as a coach. You just want it to work right off the bat, and you want to get it going to the standard that you know is necessary to have a championship-quality team. And Nat knows that. I know that. Wasey, to your point, we've been a part of them. And, you know, we're not there yet. We have to have patience, too, you know, and make sure that our message is being delivered the right way every single day. And just keep getting better.
It's the White Spot Vancouver Giants postgame show on Sportsnet 650. Justin Morissette and Bill Wilmes joined by Giants head coach Parker Burgess. And Parker, we often talk to players about the adjustment when you go from one level of hockey to the next. It's the same age group, obviously, coming from the USHL. And I know it's only one regular season game under your belt, but as a coach, what's it been like for you to make the jump from the USHL to the Dub this year?
Oh, it's been great. You know, being in Vancouver, the ownership group here, as you guys mentioned, the staff, the players, really enjoyed it. It's, you know, at the end of the day, it's their kids, and they're highly talented, and similar to the USHL, the WHL, they're all coming from wherever they were as the best player from wherever they were, and then they're trying to find and navigate this new normal and what their role is. And I think that's a big piece. Like, we're trying to develop these kids for the next level, and part of that is understanding and communicating that it's not necessarily about the player that you were or the player that you even think you are right here. It's the player that you need to become. They all have aspirations to play in the NHL, to be professional hockey players. Our job is to help them understand what that pathway looks like for them. And I think even tonight you saw, you know, a lot of players when we got down 2-0 and, you know, we have that power play and we hit a crossbar and we have some chances and that can change the game. You score one there, it's 2-1, the barn's going, and you know, maybe it's a different outcome. But I thought, you know, and then we haven't been able to dissect the film or anything, but when the adversity hit tonight and, you know, things maybe weren't going our way and we were pressing a little bit to score, instead of coming together and maybe executing the game plan more consciously, I thought at times we relied on the individual side of things. And
yeah,
I think they just divert to that. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go out and, you know, you can call it selfish or whatever, but I, you know, they're trying, and but it's our job to help them understand, you know, when those tough times happen and that adversity hits, that's when you have to double down on the standards and details.
Coach, if you're on your heels, what's the quickest way to get back on your toes?
Well, somebody's got to do something on the ice. Somebody's got to go make an impact. And again, I think a lot of times, you know, I'm a firm believer action creates energy. And it's great to be rah-rah on the bench and say the right things. And I thought the players did a good job with the messaging. But somebody has to go out there and make an impact. They have to, you know, I thought Aaron Obo there in the second period, like taking one to the far pipe and putting your nose, you know, sticking your nose in a little bit, getting a, finishing a check, taking one to the net, blocking a shot, getting into a bit of a skirmish, you know, to inject some life into the game. Again, it just, somebody's got to do something. You got to go out there and create some action.
Did you think a penalty was warranted in that play where Obo Bifo ended up in a corner, the play he took to the net?
I'd have to look yeah, at it. Like, I don't think I thought the officials did a good job tonight.
I did too.
They let the kids play, and you know, early, you know, actually surprisingly, like, I think early in the season you're kind of preparing for 5 penalties aside, and there's going to be a lot of special teams. And but again, you guys have seen it long enough. Special teams, it's really hard to get 2 points in a high-level league when you're not on the right end of it. And we gave up a power play goal, and we gave up a shorthanded goal. And, you know, that's kind of the game.
You mentioned the level of play, obviously, significantly different between preseason and regular season hockey action. After just one game on the bench, what is your regular season evaluation of what you saw tonight from Ryan Lynn?
Oh, I mean, he's a special player, but it, you know, I've been just so impressed with his maturity at that age, and he takes so much responsibility. He does things the right way, carries himself the right way. You know, obviously, everybody sees the skating and the talent. You know, I think even tonight, like, you know, he was a guy that he was just trying so hard to make an impact. And you know, that's how much he cares. So I mean, yeah, first impressions are, you know, we got a really good one with him.
Coach, scouts, we won't much longer.
All good.
Scouts leave the game early, and if they did, what they missed was Ryan Lynn's play, where he bounces a guy off the puck, a Penticton player off the puck in his own zone, and the play, for all intents and purposes, is dead. It's over with, right? Forget about it. No. Morelli comes up the ice, throws the puck to the front of the net. Who's there? Ryan Lynn.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a scout, you missed it, and shame on you, but that's the way they do. They beat the traffic, but I'll guarantee you they'll be replaying that and checking out play out. That is Ryan Lynn at both ends of the ice, at his best.
Yeah, and I think you hit it on the head. I think you see a defenseman at that age with Ryan Lynn's skill set and ability And a lot of times they're so driven offensively that maybe there's holes or lapses in their defensive game. But again, he's so competitive and he cares so much that he does it, you know, in all three zones. You know, he defends, he checks, he's physical, but then he can get up in the rush, finish a chance. And, you know, Morelli did a great job. He put a puck in deep, he created a turnover, got one to the net. And, you know, that's the type of action that creates energy and impact. And, you know, it was just a little too late, I think.
Is this a good week for practice?
Yeah, it's a great week. All the weeks to practice are great weeks for coaches. That's what we live for.
Yeah.
Kids like playing the games, and we like to practice and improve. And, you know, I think we got humbled a bit tonight and frustrated and disappointed. So I fully expect our group to show up Monday to Ladner and our practice facility ready to put some more work in.
Last one for me, Coach, before we let you go. You had a couple of players, your top two centermen, in fact, in the roster tonight, not typically accustomed to playing at center, especially a guy like Adam Tittleback, who, as you mentioned, arrived in Vancouver yesterday, missed the preseason. How did you feel Ty Haliburta and Adam Tittleback fared at C this evening?
Yeah, I think it's a work in progress for both of them. You know, it's not easy. Like, there's so much responsibility to play that position in both ends of the rink. Just routes, making sure that you're underneath the puck. You got to win faceoffs. Like, there's a lot that goes into it, and it's not, you know, it's going to be a work in progress, and we're going to have to be patient and put a lot of time and energy into helping them be more comfortable. Like, I think they're both eager and understand that there's opportunities to get a lot of ice time playing that position. But, you know, it's not easy making the jump going from wing to center. You know, that's probably one of the harder things to do. So, you know, there was the good parts and then some parts that we're able to show on film and work on in practice with those guys that will hopefully continually help them to improve playing that position.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us this evening. Good luck next weekend.
For sure. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care. Have a good night.
Thanks again, Coach.
Yeah, enjoy your Sundays.